This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It sure is, ain't it?
Wake up.
That means the year is half over, right? June's the sixth month that just ended. Six behind us, six in front of us.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
All downhill from here, Buck.
It's all downhill from here. I was supposed to say that on Wednesday at noon. Yeah.
This year's going by fast.
But
we're working a four-day week, though, baby.
True.
We're halfway.
We'll call it halfway. Yeah, we got Friday off.
Yeah, man.
You guys got any big fourth plans?
As long as they don't think that we're having a party, I'm cool. And they just, I mean, that looked like, because the reason why, I love having the 4th of July party because, we have the cul-de-sac and so all the neighbors come and shoot off fireworks and everything. But nobody gets their ass up in the morning to help me clean up.
Yeah.
And that ain't nothing worse.
If you're shooting out, it's a lot of cardboard.
There ain't nothing worse than having that hungover, nasty feeling continuously to have to bend over and pick up blood rushing in the back. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's hot.
We went to Lubbin Park last year. But it's so many people, you got to find a spot and all that stuff, and it's going to be hot. So I might take a break because, Bash don't like fireworks. So that's my reason to stay home.
How does Nico feel about fireworks?
Nico is cool. Matter of fact, I'm glad you said his name. I got to give a shout out to our dog watcher, a young man named Ethan. His dad is a big listener.
Nice.
And so when she went and picked him up yesterday, he was like, I love your husband. I listen to him and Andy all the time. So shout out to Ethan's dad. I forgot his name, but I know Ethan.
Shout out to Ethan and his dad.
Yeah. But
that's great.
But yeah, he's like, well, hell, he would have known last night because some idiots were shooting off fireworks last night. So I'm like, hold on. So I heard it. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it was so close. So I was like, hold on. I know. So I look and so I open the garage door. I'm like, okay, hold on. And I can't say exactly what I said because it's against FCC regulation. But, oh, dude, I was like, man, you don't get the I'm in front of my house.
Yeah, it's too. First of all, it's too early.
It's 10 o'clock on a Monday.
But it's July 3rd.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, June 3rd. It's not even July.
Yes.
Yet. Now, I know you and I are kind of on the same page as far as fireworks go. They're fine.
They're
fine on the 4th of July. Yeah. I like looking at them. I'm not going to do a lot of my own, whatever. But, like, I know Bo's a big fireworks guy. What's the what's your sort of like? When can you start it? When does it? Like, is today the day? Are you able to do them today? Because you're not just a 4th of July fireworks guy.
I was listening to I enjoy shooting or popping fireworks, but kind of in the country. Like that's where I was raised in the country, where it was normal to just go outside.
Middle of the neighborhood's
and shoot
a tough look.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of fireworks in the city. Like, it scares the crap out of pets,
right?
Kids. You never know when it's a firework, when it may be like a gunshot or something,
right.
You know? So I'm not a huge proponent of fireworks inside like city limits. Okay. I was just raised outside of them.
Yeah, I'm all
just,
for it. Again, I don't have no problem with people shooting fireworks
right
in our neighborhood because we usually are the ones that do it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's shoot them on July 4th.
Yeah, let's wait till the 4th. Let's
wait right at dusk, not at like midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, and
I'm all about lighting that thing up.
There's a time limit too. Like, end it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just don't know. What's the guy in the wheelchair? Don't end up like
Terry.
Don't end up like Terry.
Ooh, Terry. Ooh, Terry. Oh, my God. They're back up, Terry. Still the great one of the greatest videos ever.
That's a good opportunity to get that incorporated in the show as much as possible. Ooh, Terry. In the next couple of days.
How loud, Terry.
Just don't end up like old Terry. Don't end up like Terry. You'll have a good 4th of July. All right. We'll get back into some.
Or JPP.
Or Jason Pierre-Paul. Yeah. He also had a tough 4th of July.
Yeah, or JPP.
We'll get back into some NBA free agency stuff in about 15 minutes, as honestly, by then, probably something else will have happened. Just to catch you up, some contracts have been given out. SGA got the Supermax, not surprisingly. The Bucks waived Damian Lillard, and yes. It sounds like Giannis didn't know about it.
Yes.
So that's sort of a developing.
Because that usually happens. Because I remember what was the Kermit the Frog meme back in the day? Because he's grabbing a Kermit the Frog by the neck.
Oh.
In his picture that he posted.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
That's
when he had the goggles on, so he's pouring champagne. I don't know. Don't seem like Giannis is very happy.
Trying to interpret people's
I'd be so lost.
Emojis and GIFs and all that kind of stuff.
I stay lost.
It's a losing game. But we'll try. We'll do our best if that's what it comes to over the next hour or so as we try to keep you updated on NBA free agency. We'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40. But let's kick off the noon hour with an NFL No Huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Breaking news over the last hour or so. The Dolphins have traded for Darren Waller?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I thought Darren Waller was retired.
Yeah, Darren, because he was like his last, like his biggest thing, he had leg injury. He just couldn't get them hamstrings right. And obviously he signs or is traded to the Giants. They stunk. He stayed nagging injuries, everything. So he decides to retire. And now after a year off, mentally, physically getting himself back right, he is going to unretire with the Giants, and the Giants are going to trade him to the Miami Dolphins.
Remember,
who are
he
in the market
through,
for.
Went through a tough breakup and made a music video about it.
Oh, yeah, also, man. Only a woman had you like that, man.
Him and Kelsey Plum, right?
Yeah, man. Only a woman to make you sing.
Yeah.
Only one. I made a song. I made a song. Hell yeah.
Wait.
I done made a song.
We need to find this.
You had the blues?
Man. When her ass left. And I was on that because I was still in my when me and my wife met, I was still acting up and everything. And she like I woke up one morning, she wasn't there.
Wow.
And the phone was going to voicemail. Yeah, dog.
All you can do is sing.
I went all Keith Sweat. Should have seen me down there at the building. At the building with the doorman. Hey, dog, you know me. I'm always over here. Sir, we have to get permission to let you up. Hey! And she was on the 30th floor.
So you're yelling loud.
I'm yelling. Yeah, I know it. I was on that all real hard. Yeah, man. My wife had me with the blues.
Went all Keith Sweat.
Went all Keith Sweat.
You might hear again later in the show.
Why me, baby?
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So Darren Waller, too. Darren Waller. But he sounds like he's okay. Just like you're doing great now. Sounds like he's doing good, too. And he's going to be a Miami Dolphin, so we'll see where that goes. Here's one thing that maybe that does, because I know there was a lot of speculation about whether or not the Falcons were going to trade Kyle Pitts. Not there.
No.
Not going to trade him to the Dolphins.
No. And you know, the whole thing with Johnny was that Johnny wanted a new contract. Mm-hmm. He got a new extension, a one-year, $12 million extension, I think, with Pittsburgh. But, yeah, they needed a tight end. And Darren, I mean, he was one of the best, man. When he was right.
Yeah, he's really good when he's healthy.
When he's healthy, man, this dude can go.
That's a gamble.
He can go. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing.
That's a real gamble for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear from Dan Graziano talking about that trade that the Steelers made yesterday.
Jalen Ramsey, obviously great player, but my concern about the Steelers' offense is the age on it, right? And I don't see how this helps that concern because they're not, you know. But look, it's an area of need, an area of concern where they get stronger, and maybe it's a hedge, you know, because Darius Slay, older player as well. So, I mean, good move for the Steelers, but no, I don't see it as something that takes them past the Cincinnati or Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, and maybe Cincinnati, I don't know. Cincinnati didn't even make the playoffs last year, so we'll see about Cincinnati. But Baltimore's still Baltimore.
Yes.
Obviously, that's their division. I mean, there's other teams in the AFC, the Bills, the Chiefs, that are really good too. So, you know, I understand what the Steelers are doing. A lot of un-Steelers stuff this offseason, but I understand why they're doing it.
Not your dad's Steelers.
Right, it's not your dad's Steelers. But maybe they need to be doing stuff like that given their situation recently. But I don't know that it makes them better than any of those other teams. Really, I heard Duke Sumbel talking about this yesterday, and it's 100% right. is Aaron Rodgers still capable of being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
No.
If no, then they're not doing anything.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't played him well because he's older, so it's hard to say he's not been himself.
But it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been like 3 or 4 years.
It's been a minute. It was 2 years before he got to do the Jets.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 1 year before he got the Jets.
And then he got hurt that first year. Yes. And so then last year was okay, but not great.
But
so
it's always that one thing they always talk about, the second year off the Achilles and all that different things and stuff like that. But, I mean, if they can't run the football, and they can't protect Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know how much better they got their offensive line or anything like that, but I know you're talking about the age. I mean, when you look at Cam and all those dudes, they're older players. I know T.J. Watt is 30 or 31, he's still waiting for his new contract.
Well, there's rumors of trades.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I can't believe that. That would be very un-Steelers, we talk about all the things that they've been doing.
Yeah, the last time, I'll never forget it, last time I heard, there's nowhere we're trading our all-world pass rusher, Khalil Mack became a Bear.
Oh.
Now, that was the Raiders, and they're whatever.
Sure.
But I can't see them trading him, but they keep on giving everybody else money but him.
What would it even take? Like, what are you going to have to give up to get everything?
You're going
to
have to get 2-1 because Khalil got a haul.
Yeah.
And Khalil was at the top of his game, just like JT, just like TJ is. But, I mean, you're gonna give up 2-1s.
Yeah.
And after the 2-1s, you got to make him the highest paid defensive player. Like, he just ain't coming again.
Right, so you're giving up two first-rounders and bringing him in and giving him 100 and who knows what million dollars. Whatever Myles Garrett got, he wants a little bit more than that. Which, God, I bet the Steelers were furious at the Browns when that happened.
But everybody's always mad at the damn Browns.
Always mad at the Browns for messing up the market.
Always mad at the Browns.
Speaking of the Browns and messing up the market, this is wild to me. Deshaun Watson has reportedly been involved in the Browns quarterback room, mentoring the rookies, Gabriel and Sanders.
Tell them on what? Don't turn over.
I guess what not? Don't turn the ball over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't turn the ball over. Don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, don't turn the ball over.
Hell out of here, man.
Unless she asks you to.
Yeah, man.
Don't turn over until prompted.
Yeah, man.
Here's Jeremy Fowler talking about Joe Burrow and the situation with their pass rusher.
Yeah, Dan, I checked with a source, and I was told that Burrow really doesn't blame people behind the scenes, front offices, coaching staff, other players, when it comes to football operations. He puts it all on his shoulders. He said, hey, we have to get this done. I'm the quarterback of this franchise. Let's do it. But he does acknowledge that this is a distraction, that getting Hendrickson done is important. Now, Burrow has stumped publicly for Trey getting paid. He did the same for Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and those guys got taken care of. So still the hope for the Bengals' blueprint is that Hendrickson is that third star that they pay. They are dedicated to it, but they have their limits right now, and that's the issue.
It's been 2 damn years.
Yeah.
It's been.
And all he's done is sack the
quarterback. It's been 2 damn years since they've been doing this with Trey Hendrickson. And, you know, I'm not saying he's as good as T.J. Watt, but he's just as valuable to them as T.J. Watt is to Pittsburgh.
He's probably not on the level with Watt and Garrett and those guys, but he's just the next step down.
I mean,
he's right there.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know what they do. You know, and it'd be interesting because we talked about 2 weeks over together about the whole thing with Watt. It's like, you remember last year, the last contract he got, he reported to training camp, but all he did was individual. Mm-hmm. When they went to team and all those things, he sat out. And so, because they both sat out of minicamp and lost. No, Trey showed up, didn't he? Didn't Trey show up and had a press conference?
Yeah, just to tell him to kick rocks.
Yeah, tell him to kick rocks.
He showed up so he could speak to the assembled media at OTAs and tell him, this sucks, I'm going home.
Yeah, tell him to kick rocks.
He was in his golf, like, attire. He was on his way. He had a tee time.
Yes.
He stopped by the training.
Hey, hold on real quick. Y'all drop me off right here.
Yeah. I got to go say some stuff into a microphone.
Yeah.
No, we'll make the tee time.
Yeah.
We got it. This is only going to take 5 minutes.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, shout out to Rodney Harrison. He's going into Chargers Hall of Fame.
I saw this. I love it. Now, the thing with Rodney is like a lot of those Charger players, him, Junior, LT, him, Lights, everybody. When A.J. Smith was that late, great A.J. Smith, because I love him, but like he was like that with all of them, just getting them out of there. The only people he wanted to play was Eric Weddle and Phillip Rivers.
Huh.
Dude, that was a bad breakup.
Yeah.
But I had my problems with Rodney, don't get me wrong, but I enjoyed playing against him, dude. This dude is one of the best players I've ever seen. I played against. Damn Hall of Famer, in my opinion, too.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some NBA free agency talk. It's been a crazy 12 hours. More stuff has happened today in Milwaukee specifically. We'll get you caught up there, and who knows, by the time we come back from break, another move may have been made. We'll let you know about it after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what you doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, which is kind of this story too. NBA free agency and the fact that the Hawks are doing great, or at least it seems like they're doing great. It's fun to listen to the national shows talking about the Hawks and saying good things.
Yes.
Like, all we've really heard over the last handful of years is, well, they're going to have to trade Trey soon if they keep this up, without ever any real, like, concrete reports on that, right? It was always like, well, superstar players tend to get unhappy and then they want out.
Because that's what
which is true. There was never any like Trey Young specific stuff with that. And there was always a rumor every summer as like the Lakers have had internal conversations.
Do you remember when he bought that damn house?
What does that mean? Internal conversations.
You remember when he bought that damn house?
It was a lot of connecting dots and stretching in order for
between
people to
that. And I'm gonna tell you the other one. And I wasn't here when this happened, but I saw something about it yesterday. That man don't got to go to damn tight end camp.
Take it easy.
All right. He does not have to go to a tight end camp, which is a photo op with four drills. All right. Goodness gracious. I mean, they're talking about Cobb is not going to tight end camp as a thing.
I agree. Get the hell out of here. I agree with you.
All right. He just missed a mandatory minicamp because he's hurt. So he's about to go to a tight end camp and get it in?
That was my reaction also.
Oh, so
he is also hurt.
Oh boy! Woo, Lord, well, take the wheel of day.
That's a it was a brief conversation that was had on the show.
Take the wheel
last
of day, man. God, are we serious?
I did at the end of that segment. I was like, I do think I just channeled my best Randy McMichael impression. By the way, I think I just did my Randy impression.
Did you curse?
No. Oh, but okay. I was like, really, we're doing? I don't know. But they're still looking at me.
It wasn't saying that he needed to go to get better. It was saying that you need to go because it's just of the optic of you don't care about getting better at your job. He clearly does not.
How can he not get better at his job if he's not doing, if he can't do anything? This
when his backup goes and he doesn't, I'm just saying.
This camp, that definitely won't have any impact on the season. But this camp is a photo op, four drill a day type thing. It ain't no damn mini camp type pace. It will not matter if he's there or not. I don't think he got better last time he went.
He did go. It didn't matter.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, but here's the thing, and again, this is a contentious topic currently on the show.
I can expect this from him. It's just not you.
What it is,
is not, again, not to improve. He doesn't have to go to improve, but it would have been a better look had he showed up with 75 other tight ends in the league. That's all I'm saying.
To do what? Stand there?
Yeah, and get to know each other. Yeah.
Golf.
With golf. Golf balls.
And golf and hang out.
Develop some camaraderie.
That's one, and unless the summer goes on, because today there's actually a ton of stuff to talk about that's happening like in real time. But as the summer goes on, there's a phrase that we use and gets used on this station and in sports talk in general a lot that I think is just sort of a catch-all for I don't like it, but no one ever really digs into what they mean, and they just say, it's a bad look. Well, what do you mean by that? Like, what does that phrase actually mean in the context of what you're talking about right now? Like, do you disagree with what he's doing? Okay, well, that's your opinion. That's fine. Does that necessarily make something like inherently a bad look? Is it bad optics? Here's the thing about Kyle Pitts. He hadn't played good. So everything he does is a bad look to Falcons fans because you don't like him.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's not playing well. So everything he does that's unrelated to catching touchdowns is going to make people mad because he hasn't been playing well. But yeah, I was in agreement with you on that one. All right, so the Hawks have done great over the last week. We feel good about it. Some of the other stuff that's gone on in the league, obviously, what's happening in Milwaukee is interesting in general. It's kind of bigger interest to the Hawks fans just because of that trade that was made last week with the Pelicans. That is a preferred pick between the Pelicans and the Bucks. Whichever team ends up with the better draft pick between those two teams, the Hawks get next year in the first round.
Right.
So when they waived Damian Lillard today, which they did, the Bucks waived Damian Lillard earlier today. He's no longer a Milwaukee Buck. And I saw some people suggesting that maybe he could re-sign with them after. No, you can't. They literally cannot do that until they're done paying out his prorated 5-year contract.
Yes.
So Damian Lillard's going to play for somebody else in two seasons when he plays again. He's not going to play next year.
Correct.
But when he plays again, he's going to play for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's not really of great concern right now, other than to say it seems like Giannis didn't like that they did that without telling him.
Yeah, and I think – and that's one of those things where – We just talking about how the league and Trey and all those different things, how, you know, superstars, you inform them about stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's not one of the things where you ask for permission.
No, you just let, hey, this is about to break,
but
this is why we're doing it.
And I don't know what if they told him or not. He said, I don't like it, and they did it anyway.
Maybe.
That could happen, you know, but you know, Giannis, and then I saw, you know, I know he didn't want Brooke Lopez to go to the Clippers. I know that, but – I mean, if you're trying to make me happy, you're not making me happy. So this is one of those things where we got to sell you on this vision.
Yeah.
No, you don't like it. I know you don't like it right now as currently constructed and all those different things. We did get you. We brought Bobby Portis back.
Yeah, Bobby Portis.
You like Bobby?
Back.
You like him?
Everybody loves Bobby.
Miles Turner for you.
Miles Turner's a good replacement for Brooke Younger, kind of similar.
And then they just signed, who did they sign?
Gary Harris.
They signed Gary Harris.
Who everybody loves.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm sure Giannis signed off on Gary.
Had to.
Is his brother still in the league? His brother get more playing time now.
His brothers are both on the team. One of them hurt himself training, but the other one I think is on the team.
That's right.
That's up, man. Can you imagine you're the GM and you're like, all right, my only goal this summer is to try to make Giannis happy so he doesn't ask for a trade.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem like Giannis is like completely involved in all the stuff that they're doing, which obviously he can't be. He's not the general manager.
Right.
That's high stakes, man.
Because
like, you know, all the contracts, like the Blazers had to try to do this with Damian Lillard a couple off seasons ago, and they signed Jeremy Grant to like a $160 million contract, and Dame was like, nope, don't like it.
Yeah.
Please trade me.
Yeah, man.
And the Blazers are like, damn it, we already signed Jeremy Grant to $160 million
contract. We can't take this back.
That's a guaranteed contract. That man plays for us now for the next 5 years. We're going to try to go young and pay him at the same time, because that's what the Bucks are dealing with now, is if they get it wrong, I mean, Miles Turner's there. You can't, I mean, you. I guess you could tank, but what's the point? You don't have your own pick.
You don't, exactly.
Like, you can't tank.
Yes.
So they have to try to figure it out. And yep. I suppose if Giannis ultimately ends up asking for a trade, they can get some guys back for that. Yes. But tough spot.
It's a tough spot to be in. I mean, you talked about Shea Gilder signing his massive extension. Also, Jaren Jackson got his big money deal.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, I really like
Jaren.
Dorian Finney-Smith, because you do, and much as we talk about Dylan Brooks, he was a good 3-and-D guy. They go get another one who I think is better than him. By the way, Dorian Finney-Smith,
and
I think
significantly less annoying.
Yeah, I think he's better. So you go and get him to pair with KD. They got nice youngs. They got a nice squad.
Their roster is really good. They did a nice little team-friendly. Fred VanVleet gets his money, but they keep him for a couple years and kind of keep him on the KD trajectory.
Yes.
They still got the Reed Shepherd kid that they drafted three overall last year that really didn't play much last year. I mean, at the very least, maybe he could be an off-the-bench shooter. So, yeah, I think the Rockets have done a really nice job. I also liked what the Memphis Grizzlies did with Ty Jerome. They needed a backup point guard. He had a really nice year with Cleveland. They signed him 3 years, $28 million. Mm-hmm. That's a great contract. Yeah. I didn't realize, when we were talking about backup point guards for the Hawks earlier in the show, I was like, what's Ty Jerome? Because I know he's a free agent. What's he up to? Turns out he goes to Memphis, but that's a nice deal there, too. And then the Nuggets traded Michael Porter Jr., which kind of felt like it needed to happen.
Yeah.
Like, just the way things had gone the last couple of years, they had to retool that core.
You get a guy kind of similar in Cam. I think Cam might be a better defender.
Cam
Definitely
Johnson.
Healthier.
Yeah, definitely healthier.
And he's half of what Michael Porter Jr. makes in both years, because they're both tied with two more years. I think Michael Porter makes around about 30-something mil.
He makes a lot.
He makes like 35.
Yeah, something like that.
And the Cam is coming in at 17.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a big difference. And then they just traded for Valanciunas, backup center for Joker. And they brought Brown back, who everybody loved during that playoff run they had. And so, I mean,
they're going to lose Westbrook.
They're going to lose Westbrook. And I love me some Russell Westbrook. Always been one of my favorite players because of all the unexpected – stuff that he does.
Yeah. Well, and also, there was a stretch of time where he was incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where does he go?
I don't know. The situation has to be
good.
Could
he come here?
I thought about it.
Yeah. Could Russell Westbrook come to Atlanta?
Because we talked about this 2 weeks ago, and I was like, no way. Like, he's not coming here. But now, like, it's a good roster.
Can Russell come? Oh, man.
I mean, he was the backup point guard in Denver last year. That was pretty much what his role was, sixth man. So maybe he's like kind of turned that page in his career to where that's what he does now.
I don't know.
It wasn't expensive in Denver last year.
It wasn't.
I don't know if he earned a raise. Like, we only made like $7 million in Denver
last year.
I mean, like, it doesn't seem like
Russell.
Like, it doesn't seem like the smartest idea.
Yeah.
But it would be fun. Like, you remember, like Russ had some cool moments, but like it was also like in the playoffs when he played in the fourth quarters was not good.
Yeah, man. And Russ ain't shy.
No.
Russ
I don't know.
Russ come off the bench and still think he's the number one option.
Yeah, that's my problem. I need somebody who, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't bring Russell Westbrook. Would you bring him?
Yeah.
Just for comedy or because you think it would be good?
I think it'd be good. Veteran point guard off the bench?
I do want a veteran. He checks some of the boxes, not all of them. Some of them. All right. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Everybody's a reunion at this point.
Yeah, man. Get
everybody's played with everybody in the NBA, so it's hard to get like, oh, yeah, they did play together 13 years ago for half a year. Who are you talking about this time?
G-Unit. Remember yesterday?
Oh, these guys.
I want G-Unit back together.
I thought you were talking about getting Chris Paul back together with the Clippers.
I want G-Unit to get back together, man. No, not really.
That'd be fine.
I mean, yeah. I like Buck.
Get them together.
I like Buck.
Go on tour. People will go. Hey, for whatever it's worth, DraftKings Sportsbook right now has the Hawks as the odds-on betting favorite to land Giannis if he were to be traded. I don't exactly understand how they would do that. I mean, they'd obviously have to trade some of the guys they just got, which, fine, yeah, sure. But, like, that's interesting that they're the favorite to do that.
Who you ain't giving up for Giannis?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
Of course I would.
Okay.
They're almost saying, like, that. You know, I don't know. Odds on favorite mean that they think it's the most likely for them to do it.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah.
I mean,
maybe.
I'm sure some of these guys ain't even bought no house yet.
I'm sure they haven't even gotten here yet.
Yeah, I'm sure they ain't got here yet.
Because, like, some of these guys can't even officially sign until July 6th.
Yeah.
It's all just rumor and innuendo at this point.
Yeah.
That would be one of the wildest possible off seasons that you could ever have.
Yeah.
Like, Ansu Sale becomes the general manager. There's a bunch of stuff that everybody thinks is good on its own. And then he's like, you know, it'd be better than that. We'll just take all these guys and go get Giannis and bring him here.
Yeah.
Which would be incredible. But again, would be...
and like, y'all can have that pick.
Unprecedented. Oh, of course.
Yeah, y'all can have that pick too.
Well, they would definitely want that, I would think. We gotta get our pick back.
You got number two.
Yeah, go for it. go for it. Like again, if the end result is Trey and Giannis being teammates, do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
But that would be like 3D chess in a way that I don't think we've ever seen.
Oh
before.
No, that'd be I'm talking about maneuvering.
We've never seen it.
Yeah,
we've never seen it. We've seen some crazy offseason NBA stuff. This would be like two big reactions from the NBA media on the Hawks. Because right now everybody's like proud of what they've done anyway, without landing a superstar.
Yeah,
if they did all this stuff to package it just to go get the superstar that's on the move, that would be phenomenal.
Oh yeah, I heard y'all was like Atlanta anyways.
That's what I did here.
Yeah, we have a big, nice Greek population.
We go to the Greek festival over there in like North Druid Hills.
That's where they at.
Yeah, I've always been
that's not
like,
that far from the arena. You can get you a nice crib
really,
over there.
You could walk there from their practice facility.
You get you a nice crib over there?
Right there from the practice facility. And I've always thought, every time I've gone, I'm like, you know what would make this better? The
Giannis.
One thing. Giannis. Yeah. The 7-foot Greek guy.
Yeah.
Get him in here.
But I don't understand why that would not happen.
It would be cool if they did it.
That's unbelievable.
I'm surprised that they're the odds-on favorite just because of the fact that it seems like they're probably happy with everything that they've done. But, yeah, that would be awesome. That would be wild. And because I guess people are complaining that free agency has been boring. Not to me. it's been great from our perspective.
Yeah.
I guess like none of the huge name stars have been on the move, but yeah.
They don't really happen a lot anyways.
Not every offseason. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
All right, kids, you got about 23 more hours to vote. You can vote today, and then you have to vote tomorrow before noon to push Ronald Acuña Jr. into the next round of MLB All-Star voting. So get out there and vote. But when you do, be smart. Like, if it's Ronald Acuña Jr. you want to see in the All-Star balloting, maybe don't vote for, like, it's one of the other guys that probably has or in the top three.
Right.
I voted, for instance, for Andy Pages and Kyle Tucker.
There you go.
Guys with Ronald Acuña Jr. Right, and I forget who else is on the ballot.
Aren't going to be in the top three, probably.
Or you think. Yeah, right. Vote for those guys.
Right.
You know, 24 hours, you can only vote twice between now and when they cut voting off. You can vote today, you can vote tomorrow before noon.
When you were a kid and you went to the games and had to use like the, you had to like use the pen to click out the little hole on the pamphlet, like the hanging chad for All-Star voting, did you just vote for all the guys on your favorite team?
Of course.
Yeah, me too.
That's what you do.
I would just vote for nine Seattle Mariners every time.
Somehow
Dan Wilson never made it.
I always wondered if it was against the rules for the ball club to just hand out pre-punched out all Braves ballot.
Oh, yeah. Because people are just doing that.
People are doing it.
Do they still have those? Because I know now you can do five times. You can't do that anymore?
Go to the ballpark and find a barcode.
Andy, I've never voted for one of those. I've never done it before.
See? It's one of the things we've lost.
Yeah.
It was fun. It's like just like menus at restaurants.
Yeah.
QR codes aren't the same.
They are.
So who you don't want to vote for, just if you want to see Ronnie there, not that he may end up with the number one vote getter anyway. Pete Crow Armstrong plays in the National League, having a great
Cubs
season.
Guy, right?
He's
out of nowhere.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Teoscar Hernandez plays for the Dodgers. Nobody wants to see that guy there, or any Dodgers for that matter. Well, except for like Mookie Betts. Mookie's going up against Mets second baseman, and nobody did. The Mets are just awful. And then Juan Soto. Nobody wants to see Juan Soto anywhere near Atlanta. Stay home. Vote for Ronnie.
Yeah.
Speaking of All-Star Weekend, go ahead.
No, nothing.
Here's Pat McAfee lobbying for a show during the Home Run Derby. I do have a great idea.
I think it's one of the best things in all of sports, the Home Run Derby. Legitimately. So we had wanted to utilize ESPN's access to get to the Derby. I guess we got in a little bit late, and now we're trying to figure it out. But we're trying to get there. I mean, we're big fans of the Derby.
Well, they need to just do it like when the national championship, the playoffs, or whatever, they did the, you guys did your own little Pat McAfee, the broadcast live.
Oh,
just do that. I'm sure you guys get more viewers for sure.
That would be
What about as an alternate cast? And I think one of the guys later on in this clip mentions this. What about as an alternate cast to the Home Run Derby, you put the Pat McAfee show in the Braves bullpen? Right center field.
Yeah.
And have them facing the action to where they can see what's happening at home plate. The production crew would have their back to it. What's that?
Where they're broadcasting at?
They don't have a show as of now.
Oh, they don't have one.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. He may have been too late to the – think about that, though. That'd be freaking awesome. They're right there in Home Run Alley during the Home Run Derby.
That's
hopefully getting peppered.
They'd probably have an opportunity to catch a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I'm talking about, like, hell, they wouldn't do no show that you'd be crazy. Oh, blank
it
out.
It would just be constantly trying to catch flies.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean,
I would watch or at least switch back and forth or have it on alternate TV.
That seems like a really good idea. I also think the Home Run Derby is one of those things that they've just tinkered with now to the point where.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, it is kind of time to just.
Yes.
It was cool back in the day. Yeah. You got 10 outs and however many swings, and, you know, I thought everybody did fine. Now they want to do it where, you know, it's like timed, and then guys are swinging too many times, and you can't even see the ball land before they're hitting the next ball. Like, I don't know. I think that they've overcomplicated it, much like they have many things in the All-Star.
Well, they went to the extreme. Now they're starting to kind of bring it back down to, okay, let's pay attention and actually have fun with this. Still only two entrants named to the Home Run Derby. It's going to be Ronald Acuña Jr. and Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh.
Really?
Yeah. I guess they're going to – and so he went on, if I'm not mistaken, that was him on with Pat McAfee announcing that he was going to go. So maybe they're just doing this whole celebrity go on to a show and announce your thing with the Home Run Derby too, because that seems to be the popular thing to do right now.
You're familiar with this guy who's hitting all these home runs for the Mariners?
No, you told about him yesterday.
His nickname is Big Dumper.
Yeah, you told about him yesterday. Dumper.
You know why?
I don't want it, but you're going to tell me.
Because he has a huge ass.
Huh. Okay.
It's not more complicated than
that. Yeah, no. That's not very complicated.
So apparently, and according to Sandra Golden, Jared Kelnick is the one who gave him that nickname.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. His teammate gave him that nickname. And it just stuck. And now you just got people walking around Safeco Field
into the clubhouse one day. Hey, man, you got a big ass. I'm going to call you Big Dumper.
I don't know.
I just wanted him.
Is that the best thing Kelnick's done as a professional baseball
player? So far.
He's still up there in Gwinnett?
He is. In Gwinnett, hitting about 220.
Right. Maybe it's not going to happen for old Kelnick.
Maybe that.
Maybe we need him to come break something.
But, like, seriously, if he can't be in this Braves outfield, it's not going to probably happen for him with what they've rolled out there in left field.
Well, we got Profar coming back
tomorrow. Profar's
back tomorrow, baby.
Profar's back tomorrow.
Booze or cheers?
I don't know.
Braves fans cheer everybody.
We do, and we're so desperate for a spark that we need it, but he is the reason maybe because that we've had some of these offensive woes. But
well, yeah,
I think
the reason left field's been so bad for sure.
I think it'll be mostly cheers, probably 60-40.
It's impossible to imagine how desperately we need Jerks and Profar.
Yeah.
Like when he went down, it was like, they'll be fine.
Crazy.
They have not been fine.
They've been fine.
And it's not just been because of that, but it's like,
crazy.
You need Jerks and Profar to come up and be incredible.
Please go 3-for-3 tomorrow night.
Yeah. And every
stuff,
game
win
for the rest
game.
Of the
yeah.
year.
So, speaking of tight end university, here is the founder and putter honor of tight end university. On with Bussin' with the Boys, talking about things he can or cannot do. Look, we can all relate to this now that he found superstardom.
It's just the paparazzi. That's probably the only thing I didn't really grasp until you're in it. And that's probably the craziest part, though. Like, I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, there's a f-ing guy with a camera. And he's right. Like,
yeah, we're in a ghillie suit.
Yeah, like, oh, like I got to go to the restroom now.
Yeah. I would definitely believe that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, oh, yeah.
All over the bushes.
He's in a different stratosphere of stardom now.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a star
for
a long time.
He's been a star for a long time, but not like this.
Nothing like this.
No. I would imagine when he's playing golf, though, you can see all of the paparazzi guys. Like, even on a private golf course, I would imagine they get out there somehow. They come from neighborhoods, probably.
Yeah, climb a tree over the fence, try to get pictures.
You go out of your way to hide when you have to go relieve yourself in the woods when playing golf?
I try to, but sometimes I just
sometimes you just can't, and you got to let it fly anyway.
Yeah, you just try to find the right angle that you can turn so nobody's gonna get a full frontal.
Yeah, but yeah, I do my best.
Yeah,
I do my best to get as deep as possible in the woods.
That tends
to
be
really
my,
honestly, yeah, I walk about
tends
5 feet
to be my goal
in the
as well.
Woods.
Try to go walk about 5 feet in the woods, and
just as long as nobody can see, we're good.
But if there's people everywhere, sometimes you just got to
Yeah, some golf courses are really compact, and it's like, all right, well, these guys might, but hopefully they don't look. That sounds like it would suck. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of really fun parts of that level of celebrity and being Taylor Swift's boyfriend and all that kind of stuff, but, like, it almost feels like the negatives would outweigh the positives.
Zero privacy.
You can't even go to the anything. You can't go anywhere.
But also having the ability to go get on a yacht and escape everybody
course,
would also be pretty cool.
There's positives as well.
Yeah. Speaking of pretty cool people, so Kevin Hart and Lamar Jackson are doing an advertisement for Old Spice now. So they did a little commercial where they're about to go jump in a cold tub, not together, two separate cold tubs. And Kevin Hart asked Lamar Jackson where he would put him on the Baltimore Ravens right now.
What position would you let me play if I was on the Ravens?
Position?
Come on now. And keep in mind, I'm minus 2 pounds right now. So normally I'll come in a little heavier.
Damn.
Yeah.
What you can do for us?
I mean, I see myself, honestly, in the slot.
Slot?
Yeah, I see myself in the slot, because I know.
Oh, no, we have tall motherfuckers at slot.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah, so that's what they used to.
Nah, we might have you on the sideline. I ain't gonna...
Sideline? Okay.
That's an honest question.
On this show, if we're not going to be honest with each other, then there's no reason to get in this tub. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because we're going to need you to get in.
It's a pretty funny, it has a funny times on that show. But yeah,
what is the show?
It's like it's like his little thing or whatever, where he goes with athletes or entertainers. They sit in cold tubs and talk.
Oh, Kevin Hart sits in cold tubs with athletes and interviews them.
Yeah, I guess sponsored by Old Spice.
Old Spice and everything.
Got it.
It's funny sometimes. It's funny sometimes. That's a little man.
Yeah, he's not large.
Tiny
fella. He's a very little man.
It's one of his main shticks.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very, very little.
Not very tall.
He's very little. He's a very little man.
He's got a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah, dog. I mean, have a damn near.
Boy, am I short. Yeah, you sure are.
Yes, yes. But yeah, it's kind of funny.
If Kevin Hart was
kind of funny. It used to be pretty funny.
Yeah.
And now it's like kind of funny.
If Kevin Hart was at, at least average height, would he be as good or as much of a celebrity Like, would we take him as seriously as a comedian if he wasn't 5 feet tall?
It's always tough.
It's a great point.
When people ask that kind of stuff.
That's a great point. Because I don't know.
Probably not.
I looked at him as little.
Yeah. When, like, you know, he was little before he got famous.
That whole thing
funny.
With him and The Rock, their interactions would have zero effect if he was 5'10".
But, like, when you're little like that, you got only a couple options. And one of them is be really funny.
Yes.
Like, well, what's the other one? Sing good and ride horses. Like, those are pretty much... Those are your options. So, no, he probably...
Have jockey.
Yeah, be a jockey. Be a like a movie star, right? And, like, don't let people know, like some of the really tiny movie stars, or be a comedian. And so, no, he probably wouldn't be as funny or successful if he was taller. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.